Councillor Evans, thanks for joining us.
I'm always happy to speak with you, Erica.
So tell us a bit, I mean, first of all, when did you find out, you know, we've just heard about the letter from Minister Alain. When did you learn that Minister Alain would be sticking with his decision to appoint Jennifer Bourne as the new CEO of Tantramar?
Yeah, I got that yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
So I got an email message from his office. And it's kind of ironic because the message, which I believe you have a copy of.
Yes.
Okay. Because there was I'll call it a typo or a Freudian slip in the original one. Because the original one talks about when he met with mayor and council. And then the correction was, it has been brought to my attention that the second sentence should have read, as discussed with you, meaning the mayor, on behalf of council. So that's been a sticking point for us about his unwillingness to meet with council. And again, I will repeat what I always say is I'm speaking as me, as a councillor, but I'm not speaking for the town or for council.
Right.
So these are just my opinions. So I got the email message yesterday afternoon.
Okay. That's interesting that you raised that about, yeah, the letter does say he met with mayor and council. So he, in fact, this time just met with the mayor. That's right. He didn't meet with council.
And I might understand it was virtual, but it may well, I don't know whether it was a phone call or a video link, but my understanding was that he met with the mayor virtually. That's what I was told. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we got the message, and the substance of the message was, we're concerned about the process. The minister, who is the only elected official I've ever called a liar, because he told me on three occasions there would be no forced amalgamation, and we got forced amalgamation. He ran a process which was profoundly flawed from the beginning, and then said, no, I've checked it out, and we're happy with the process. So the guy who created the flawed process has assured us that it wasn't flawed. So if you want to know how pleased I was with the response, I am not the least bit pleased. But I was not disappointed because I expected nothing less. This is when we first realized what the minister was pushing on us. Some people advised us that pushing back would get the minister mad at us and we might suffer consequences. And I thought, oh my God, this is like a mafia protection racket. We cannot call out wrongdoing lest we be punished. This is what people say Trump does. But, and again, I don't have any evidence for this, but all to prove that the minister is behaving this way. But all the evidence I do have is consistent with the minister behaving this way.
In terms of the process here, so just like focusing in on just this Tantramar CAO hiring process, what is it about that process that you think was unfair?
Well, let me put it to you this way. That when the recommendation was made by a committee, which at that point had three people on it, one of them was the facilitator appointed by the minister, one was a person appointed by the facilitator, and one represented Dorchester, and they picked the Dorchester CAO. Okay? That process stinks. So that's the process part. And then the fact is that they chose a person which they say is the better candidate. And they chose a person, as I said, who wouldn't have even been interviewed by the search committee that picked Jamie Burke as our CAO 2.5 years ago.
Okay.
We had a headhunter who had a whole lot of applications and brought them forward and shortly, you know, went through a process and advised us of this. And then they said, we recommend that these people should get interviews. Well, there wasn't a single person on that list who wasn't already or didn't have experience as a CAO, except for Jamie Burke, who had worked in the town and impressed people on council favorably enough that he was, you know, he was brought forward and interviewed. And he, among all the people that we interviewed, he was the consensus pick. I mean, I'm not allowed to divulge it, but council, when we appointed him, one councillor voted against the appointment, but the rest of council picked him as the best candidate. And I'm saying, based on my review of those CVs, that the person that this group picked would not have made the interview process, let alone the shortlist. So that's my concern about the process.
Okay. We should say that Andrew Black, so the deputy mayor for Sackville, Andrew Black, was there for most of that process and left that committee.
People who signed, right. That's correct. I'm not disputing anything about the timing, but the people who said yes to the CAO that the minister has accepted were the facilitator appointed by the minister, a person that the facilitator picked, and a representative from Dorchester. Mm-hmm. Nobody from Sackville signed off on that appointment. So 2/3 of the population did not have a say, and the bulk of the people were appointed by the minister directly or indirectly.
Okay.
I mean, I've heard other councillors say that, and I believe Andrew Black said this, that council shouldn't be doing this kind of thing. This is not, you know, a councillor's expertise, but council as a whole did it when we hire a CAO. It's not a committee made up of appointees and this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. All of council interviewed the people. All of council debated. All of council asked questions, and then we decided. And we picked Jamie Burke because he was the best person in that candidate pool. And the person that was picked by this group, which had nobody representing Sackville when they made this recommendation, picked someone who has virtually no administrative experience. My understanding is that she was a Department of One in Amherst, and she supervised a handful of people in Dorchester, two of whom I believe have left, and she's doing their work or something. She just doesn't have any experience in a unionized environment or with a complicated, elaborate budget that we have and staffing that we have and all kinds of things. I mean, with that CV, she would not have got an interview. And this minister with a straight face says this was a good process and they picked the best person. Well, I don't believe him. And as I said before, he's lied to me in the past and I have no reason to believe he isn't lying to me now.
Council had, asked the mayor to send this letter. The answer back is pretty, he doesn't really
Absolutely.
Address it. It's pretty straightforward. Do you think council will have a further response to this, or will you be bringing anything
to council? I understand why you want to know the answer, and I don't know yet. I'm going to wait. There are a number of things to consider, number of factors to consider. But the fact is the minister has the authority to do this. And, there was a possibility, I referred to it as a long shot last year, to do something that would essentially shame them into doing something else. Well, I would argue that you can't shame someone who's shameless. So we've exhausted our bolt, as I see it. There are things that we could do legally, but I don't know whether the courts would say that we have standing. So I don't know, but I doubt it. And I'm not sure that I certainly am not speaking for council. And I don't know how many of my colleagues support me in this opinion. So I will take every opportunity I can while I still have a platform is to do my job and speak out on behalf of the interests of Sackville and citizens of Sackville to call this out as a flawed process. But when somebody has the power to make laws, and all we can do is complain or break the law, and I'm not prepared to break the law.
Okay.
I wish I had something more positive to say.
I know. Well, thanks, Councillor Evans. I appreciate your time.
Sure. Anytime, Erica. I wish it was on a nicer topic.